97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
It's almost hard at this point to keep up with all the health trends because every week you hear about a different one and why you should try it. But there's one that I keep seeing pop up and I'm kind of tempted to try it.
Have you ever heard,
it's not taking any sort of a pill. Have you ever heard of mouth taping?
I have been advocating for this for 25 years. It's sort of like fork banning. Like, if you don't pick up the fork, you'll lose weight.
So what, if you tape your mouth, you won't snore?
Or you won't eat, you'll lose weight. Like, it could help you in so many ways.
So maybe you should tape your mouth all day, not just at night, because then you're right, you can't eat the food.
If this is a fix for snoring, I do not believe it will work. I'll just go on the record saying that.
Wait. Why would it not work?
Because breathing through your mouth is not what causes snoring.
I'm getting silence. I know. I'm trying to process this.
It's where the tongue lies.
No.
Wait. What, Carl? The tongue lies in the mouth?
The jaw.
It goes.
This is breaking. I did not know that. I thought your tongue was in your ear.
Yes. Your tongue is in your ear, you will snore.
No. So when I was diagnosed with sleep apnea, what they told me was that particularly when I'm laying on my back, it's worse. But that the opening of my throat closes back here, like down here, close to my vocal cords. It cuts off the supply of oxygen. And then your brain kicks in that you have you're deprived of oxygen and it wakes you up. And sometimes that could happen 15 times, 16 times, 17 times in an hour. So you never get into that deep sleep pattern.
The REM.
It's the problem. Taping your mouth doesn't fix that.
They say it can dramatically help with snoring, but there's so many other things they say that it can do. They say that it can help with your sleep quality, higher energy levels, the allergens. You know how sometimes you wake up with a sore throat? They're saying like the little hairs, you know, in your nose that a lot of men will forget to trim. You know,
please. Are you looking at me?
No, I'm not. I can't see. I have to look in the Facebook camera to see.
Occasionally, my daughter will walk up to me and say, "Dad, you've got an extremely long nose hair that you need to get rid of.
Pluck that or trim it." Well, they're saying that is a natural way of filtering out the in or out the allergen, so that can help too. It increases oxygen intake. It lowers your blood pressure. It can help with bad breath. I mean, there's all sorts of things that this supposedly can do. And again, I'm hearing more and more about it. If you have mild sleep apnea, that's what they're saying it can help with. If you're using like a CPAP machine, it sounds like this is, I mean, you wouldn't be able to use.
Well, there they just use air pressure to keep it open, your throat
open.
The
airway.
Yeah.
Right. So if you have mild, they're saying mouth taping can actually work. Listen to this woman, this doctor talking about this.
Now, the reason for this is that it's sending a signal to the brain now to keep the mouth closed as you're sleeping. And this is important because you can rewire your brain, rewire your patterns the longer that you're doing this. So I do suggest maybe you're not going to have full success the first night. Some people do. Maybe it's going to take a little bit longer. So I want you to try the mouth taping for at least 7 to 10 days so that you get that full effect of keeping the mouth shut at nighttime, forcing that nasal breathing, and you will be amazed as to how well this works for you.
I don't know. I would kind of feel weird about it, and it would take getting used to because I can see you kind of panicking. You know, when you realize your mouth, if you wake up in the middle of the night and you realize your mouth is taped shut, it's sad that they had to tell people, hey, also don't use duct tape because you know that people would try to use duct tape.
What kind of special one that they're selling?
It's like medical.
What kind of tape would you use?
Like the medical tape that doesn't. It's not, I mean, it definitely has an adhesive, but it's not super sticky.
You can buy it on her website, Mark.
She even says you can go to Walgreens, CVS, Walmart. All the main stores are going to have this tape. It's like little medical tape. Like if you were putting gauze or something.
It's called hostage tape.
Multiple types of tape. Doesn't have to be one specific type.
My guess is if I tried it and it worked, my wife would suggest we just keep it on there all the time.
Michelle Cox, are you listening? This could help with the snoring.
I don't snore anymore because I have a CPAP machine.
Yeah, you're right, though. The concern is, would your wife tell you to leave it on
24/7? She would want me to leave it on 24 hours a day.
You would start telling a story, and you'd be rambling, right? And she'd be like, hey, Mark, I'm going to need you to put this on your mouth.
Could you put this tape back on there, please?
My husband might like the same thing. I was going to say, my husband might prefer that for me as well.
But it's not just the guys that snore. Women snore.
No. I'm talking about how much I talk.
Oh.
The snoring is the worst if they fall asleep first. If I'm already asleep, and he's really not a big snorer, but, you know, every now and then, like if you've got a cold or something like that, even I will at that point, but it's the worst when you're just lying there awake and it's just, I'm like, I'm going to claw my eyes out. I would like to physically rip my ears off at that point.
What do you do? Do you punch him? I mean, what's the property? You just like push him and roll him over, or like you do something to make him stop, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'll sit there for a little bit and see if he's going to stop or see if I can go to bed first so I don't have to wake him up. But then if it goes on and on and on and I'm just sitting there getting angrier about it.
You mean you don't just throw an arm over there and slug him in the shoulder?
Smack him in the face. And I nudge him, and if he doesn't stop, then I really start to shake him.
Mouth taping. I honestly think we should promote this not only as a sleep solution, but a diet process. So during the night, you do this for your spouse. During the day, you do it for yourself. You tape your mouth, and you stay away from the refrigerator.
And maybe you just get rid of all the forks and spoons.
You
only can eat whatever you want to eat. It has to be with your hands.
You don't need
that eliminates a lot of food.
You don't need hypnosis. You don't need any of that stuff. You just need to tape your mouth shut or padlock the refrigerator and make sure that you're not the one with the key. And then miraculously, you'll eat less.
You think if we didn't have a fast food restaurant on basically every block here in the United States, that we would be a less overweight nation? Or you think we would still find a way?
Yeah, I do. I think we'd still find a way.
It is really sad. And like you, all the commercials and billboards, you can't get away from it.
Yeah.
Like that's what when I wake up, I'm like, wow, what am I going to eat for dinner tonight? Like that's where my brain goes. So you're right. Maybe this mouth taping thing is not a bad idea during the day.
And since you brought it up, I'll go ahead and give them a little plug this morning. I discovered the coolest restaurant very close to my new house. It's called Dirty Dogs. Have you ever heard of it?
Mm-mm.
It's out in O'Fallon. And they have got, Sue Thomas, if you're listening to this, I don't know if there's another one of these that exists. They've got 45 different kinds of hot dogs.
Ooh.
Including the almost like a kosher dog, like you'd eat. They've got ones wrapped in bacon with sugar on it.
Dirty dogs with a Z.
Hot dogs with peanut butter on them, like ants on a log kind of thing. I mean, I haven't tried one of those yet, but chili, cheese dog. I mean, I couldn't even grasp some of these as I went down the menu. It took me forever to figure out what I was going to order. It was outstanding.
Deep fried Oreos.
I've
had those at the State Fair. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
See, here we go. We always find our way back to food. Yeah, we should tape our mouth. We should be healthier. And here we are talking about all this food. Way to go, Mark.
Thank you.
I blame you for that.
Glad I could bring that up. What an interesting approach. Maybe it works for some people. I don't know. I don't think it would work for me. I think I'd blow that
7 to 10 days. She says,
blow that tape right off there.
Retrain your brain to breathe through your nose can have all kinds of benefits. She says,
okay. I hope she makes a lot of money off that idea.
That's not just her, Mark Cox. It's all the people saying mouth taping works.
The American Federation of Medical Tape says this will work.
No, it's not just that. Just don't duct tape your mouth.
Just don't try duct taping your spouse's mouth. That may not go over too well, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.